and then come back and get back by night. So we'd have to go up in the day and spend the night and stay on till the next day to stay in a length of time with our father and mother, relatives, ever who we visited.
Mm-hmm.
And there just wasn't any cars.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to travel by mules, wagons, and buggies, and so on and so forth, horseback.
Yeah. What kinds of land do you have on your farm? What did you have on your farm when you were growing up?
Yes, we always had land that would grow corn and cotton and potatoes and garden stuff. We always had land sufficient. If we'd fertilize it, we could grow our stuff that we lived on mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Cane to make our syrup, potatoes to make to last through the winter, and corn to make our cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always tried to have greens, peas, something like that, growing vegetables.
What kinds of greens?
Turnip greens, collard greens, and lettuce,
mm-hmm.
and radish, just beets, number of greens.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever eat poke?
Poke salad?
Uh-huh.
I never did eat poke salad, but so many people did. It would come up at earlier in the spring than a lot of people would have turnip greens to come, and they liked the poke salad, but I didn't ever cook poke salad.
Mm-hmm.
But so many did. I know what you're talking about.
What would you call land that's rich and black enough already so
that you don't have to fertilize?
Uh-huh.
Rich soil, what I call it, you know, that's usually on rivers and down on lowland.
What's lowland?
It's land down where the most of the time it's overflowed when a big so much rain come, the creeks and rivers gets out of the banks and it just goes just over so much land.
Mm-hmm.
And we always lived on a hillside and we didn't ever have our land to overflow.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy never did have land that overflowed. But that, I know what you're talking about, that a lot of people did have land that was real rich that way, that,
mm-hmm.
that overflowed.
What other kinds of soil are there besides this real rich soil?
Hillside soil and this rich hillside, that's a kind.
Uh-huh. The hillside soil is rich?
Beg your pardon?
The hillside soil is rich?
Well, no, it has to be fertilized.
Uh-huh.
To make good vegetables. Just don't do much by itself. There's some sandy-like soil more so than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some they call stiff soil.
Stiff soil?
Yeah, it's not sandy. It packs. It's real. It's hard to cultivate.
What color is it?
It is darker than the sandy land.
Is it sort of reddish or?
Well, we have one type that's reddish, kind of clay-like land.
Uh-huh.
And then we have some that just old dark dirt,
mm-hmm.
what I call dirt.
Yeah. Do you ever think of loam or loam talking about a kind of soil?
A what?
Loam or loam is a kind of soil?
I don't know. I don't hear it calling.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that might not be good for anything but raising grass or clover or alfalfa? What might you call that field?
Well, the experience I have with land, anything that'll grow that well, if it's cultivated right, it'll grow corn and oats and things like that for people.
Uh-huh. Do you ever speak of a meadow or